帮助和祝福。
So we thank Brother Tommy gave us the sermon last Sunday.
我们今天要继续来分享撒玛利亚的妇人。
So today's sermon is Samaritan Woman Part 2.
当我们上一次读到耶稣因为走路困乏来到一座井，坐在井旁。
So last time Jesus walked and felt thirsty and came to a well.
圣经里面记载到说，于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加，靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。
So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of the ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph.
在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有五正。
Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about the sixth hour.
在这个井旁，耶稣与这个妇人有一些的交谈。
There's some interaction between the woman and Jesus around the Jacob's well.
我们在这里一起来思想一件的事情，就是雅各井。
Let's meditate about Jacob's well.
这口井是当地唯一的一口井。
There's the only well in the neighborhood.
所有需要喝水的人都必须到这个井来取水。
So everyone had to come here for the need of water.
雅各事实上是当时耶稣时代两千年前的人物。
So Jacob exists 2,000 years ago during Jesus' time.
他在这里挖了这口井，他的子子孙孙都使用这口井的水。
So Jacob's offspring has been using this well.
我们来了解雅各井的背景。
So let's study about Jacob's well's background.
雅各是以色列人的祖先。
Jacob is the ancestor of Israelite.
雅各这个名字本身是有意义的。
There's a meaning to the name Jacob.
它是抓住的意思。
It meant grasping.
当雅各的母亲利百加怀孕的时候，在她的肚子里面是双胞胎。
So his mother actually bore a twin.
他们两个在肚子里面就彼此在那里相争。
So the twin were fighting against each other in Rebecca's belly.
他们在那里想要争谁为大。
So they want to know who's the greatest.
所以当利百加要生产的时候呢，大哥以扫先生出来。
So when Rebecca gave birth, Esau was born first.
但是雅各不肯放弃，他也追着出来。
But Jacob was grasping Esau's heel.
但是他赶在第二，他手抓着他的大哥的脚跟出来的。
He came out second and grasping Esau's heel.
所以他的家人就给他取名叫做雅各。
That's why he got the name Jacob.
因为他手抓着抓住他的哥哥的脚跟。
That means heel's catcher.
所以雅各的意思事实上就是抓住的意思。
Because he was grasping Esau's heel.
当他出生之后，他知道他是老二。
Now he knows he came in second.
他很羡慕的一件事情。
So he envied one thing.
他羡慕他哥哥那个长子的名分。
He envied about the firstborn birthright.
他就想各样的方法想要得着那个哥哥长子的名分。
He tried to usurp the birthright from his brother.
这两个兄弟他们的个性很不一样。
They're different personality among the brothers.
哥哥很喜欢室外活动。
The brother Esau was outdoorsman.
他喜欢打猎。
Go hunting.
但是这个弟弟呢，很安静，在常常就安静的在家里坐在那里不动。
Jacob introvert always staying in like a household person.
但是他不动是不动，但是他的脑筋一直在动。
But he was scheming all the time.
因为他很羡慕他哥哥有那个长子的名分。
He envied his brother's firstborn birthright.
一个小小年纪的雅各，他就发现了一个秘密。
So he discovered a secret.
他抓住了他哥哥的弱点。
So he knew the weakness of his brother.
他就在家里煮红豆。
So he prepared a red bean soup.
这个红豆是有中国的食谱的。
So it's from Chinese menu.
味道非常的好。
It's very tasty.
他就等他的哥哥去外面打猎，一天非常的忙碌，累得要死，又饿得要命，回到家里来了。
So he waited until his brother hunting all day, tired, and came back.
这时候他就把红豆打开。
So he served this red bean soup.
他的哥哥一闻到这个香味。
It smelled so good.
他的哥哥说：“你赶快把那个红豆给我吃，不然我就快饿死了。”
So Esau said, "I'm famished. Give it to me."
他说，哥哥，我可以把这个红豆，最好的红豆给你吃。
Of course, he offered that to his brother under one condition.
但是有个很简单的条件。
You have to exchange for that.
你把你的长子的名分给我，我就把这碗最好吃的红豆就给你吃。
Give me your birthright, then I'll give you this red bean soup.
这个姨嫂头抓一抓，觉得长子的名分跟红豆哪一个重要呢？
So Esau thought, which one is more important, the red bean soup or the birthright?
所以他觉得红豆还是比较重要。
So Esau thought,Red bean soup is more important.
就这样一碗的红豆汤就把他哥哥的长子名分就抓到手了。
So exchange, he got the first birthright.
他的哥哥对于这件事情没有放在心中。
Esau thought little about this.
当他的爸爸以撒年纪慢慢老迈了。
So when his father Isaac getting old.
他的爸爸的眼睛已经看不见了。
And his eyesight failed him.
有一天，爸爸就对他的长子以扫说：“你出去外面打猎，打到一个好吃的来回来弄给我吃。”
So one day Isaac sent Esau to hunting.
当我吃完了以后呢，我要给你祝福。
And then after I eat what you hunt, then I'll give you the blessing.
所以这个哥哥就出去打猎了。
So Esau went hunting.
非常的努力去打猎。
And with all his effort.
但是当爸爸在跟哥哥说话的时候，妈妈听见了。
But mom heard about this conversation.
在这个家庭里面，爸爸爱长子，妈妈却爱老二。
So each one has their partiality. So dad preferred Esau and mom preferred Jacob.
当妈妈听到了爸爸要给大儿子祝福的时候，她的心里面非常的焦急。
So mom was anxious about the birthright given to Esau.
她就来教她的小儿子。
So he taught his Jacob.
因为他哥哥全身都是毛。
Because Esau is very hairy.
所以他的妈妈就找了一块动物的皮，上面有毛，就绑在他的手上。
So his mom got him some animal skin with hair on it, cover him.
叫他装成他的哥哥去给他爸爸祝福。
So pretend to be Esau and ask blessing from his father.
所以他妈妈从冰箱里面就把以前的 野生的动物呢，就煮好一碗了，就送到他爸爸面前。
So mom presented something from the refrigerator.
他妈妈带到帮他煮的那个味道呢，事实上是非常好吃的。
It's very tasty.
所以他的爸爸一闻到那个香味，就说：“我儿啊，你怎么这么快就回来了
？”And Isaac wondering how come you came back so quick.
因为他说我到 McDonald 去买的。
Yeah, because I went to the market.
所以我就端来的给你吃。
So that's why I can serve you so quick.
但是他妈妈说，他爸爸就说，奇怪，你的声音怎么像你弟弟呢
？And Esau said, "How come you sound like your brother Jacob?"
但是他的手就过去让他爸爸抓。
So Jacob, extend his hand to let Isaac touch.
所以他爸爸抓到手说，我的大儿子真的全身都是毛，确实这个是我大儿子啊。
And then Isaac felt the hairy hands from Jacob.
奇怪，今天怎么声音变了？
And thought, how come Esau sounds funny today?
大概是参加了南城县诗班的关系。
Probably because of choir practice.
声音变得那么美妙。
That's why his voice was tired.
所以他爸爸就吃了那个野味。
So that's why his father enjoyed the cooking.
然后接下来就按手在雅各的身上为他祝福。
That's why he touched his head and gave him his blessing.
雅各又抓到了父亲的祝福。
That's why Jacob grasping father's blessing.
这个人真的是会抓。
So he's an expert in grasping.
当他的哥哥打完猎回来，兴高采烈打到一只很好的，可以准备要给他爸爸吃的时候，他把这个野物煮好了，端到他的父亲面前。
So when Esau came back from hunting and prepared what he hunted to his dad.
他拿来给他的爸爸吃的时候，他爸爸说：“我已经吃饱了。”
But Isaac said, "I'm fed already."
刚才你不是已经端了一碗了，怎么这么孝顺，还端第二碗来给我吃呢
？You gave me some food already. How come you came the second time?
所以他就说：“我根本没有做野味给你吃啊。”
Esau said, "This is my first serving."
这时候，他这位大哥终于明白过来，我那个小弟把我的祝福抢去了。
Then Esau understood Jacob took his blessing.
所以他发出了咒诅，说当我爸爸死的那天，我的弟弟也要死。
So he swore he will kill Jacob when Isaac passed away.
所以这个雅各这个时候害怕了，就逃了。
So Jacob was afraid and fled.
他逃到他舅舅的地方去。
He fled to his uncle.
非常遥远的地方。
Far, far away.
一个已经抓习惯的人，做一个逃难的人，他到那个地方，他还是要抓的。
It's in his nature to grasp everything.
他一无所有。
He has nothing when he went.
他在那个地方14年之后，他抓到了他舅舅的羊群。
So 14 years later, he grasped his uncle's sheep.
不但抓到了他的羊群，也把他两个女儿也抓到手了。
And also grasped two daughters from his uncle.
他要回到他的家乡来。
So he wanted to return to his hometown.
这位雅各真的是很会抓的。
So he's really an expert in grasping.
这位这么样会抓的，什么东西只要他认为认定要得着的，他都能够抓到手。
So he was a go-getter.
但是等到他年老的时候
，until he became old，
他来到法老的面前。
So he came to the Pharaoh.
他却对法老说：“我寄居在世的年日是130岁。”
Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The years of my pilgrimage are 130."
但是他叹息地说，我平生的年日又少又苦。
He sighed, my years have been few and difficult.
雅各，难道不是我们的写照吗？
So there's similarity between us and Jacob.
我们小孩子出生的时候，你看见他的两只手，他是紧紧地抓住的。
When newborn was born, usually they clapped their hands.
带着眼泪来到这个世界。
And crying, kicking, and screaming.
你知道他为什么哭吗
？Why they were kicking and screaming?
因为我手中一无所有。
Because I have nothing in my hand.
我来到这个世界就是要来抓的。
So I came grasping.
我当我出生的时候，我最练习最强烈的就是看到我这两只手。
So I practicing clapping my hand.
我要来到这个世界要来抓。
I want to grasp everything in the world.
就像雅各一样。
Just like Jacob.
弟兄姐妹，你是不是一生也常常到了这口井、这口雅各井的前面呢
？So brother and sister, it's like us came to Jacob's well as well.
你在哪里抓
？We try to grasp.
你想尽你各样的办法、聪明智慧，你要抓每一样你所渴望的，抓到你的手上来。
Seeking everything you desire.
但是雅各这样一个丰富的人生，非常精彩的人生。每一次都得胜的人生，却对最后自己的一生下了说：“我的年日又少又苦。”
Jacob grasped everything in life, but at the end he said, "My years have been few and difficult."
所有在那个地方的人都来到这个雅各井，在那里抓取。
So all the people came to Jacob's well to grasp.
耶稣回答他说：“凡喝这水的，还要再渴。”
Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again."
弟兄姐妹，你抓过多少东西在你手上紧紧不放掉的
？So how many things you try to grasp in your hand, not letting it go?
你还渴吗
？So are you still thirsty?
耶稣很诚实的告诉你，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
Jesus answered honestly, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again."
这是今天整个的世界的写照。
So this is a picture of the world.
还是不够。
Nothing is enough.
还是干渴。
So we are still thirsty.
但是耶稣给我们一个很好的消息，说人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到。
But Jesus gave us good news. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life.
这个妇人一听到耶稣这样说的时候，她似懂非懂，但是她回答了说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”
The woman may not understood, but the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water."
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是记得上一次 这个妇人跟耶稣之间的对话呢？
Do you remember the conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman last time?
这位耶稣来到他面前的时候，谦卑下来跟这个妇人说，请你给我水喝。
So Jesus humbled himself and asked water from this woman.
那样的谦卑向这个妇人来求一杯水。
Jesus in his humility asked water from this woman.
接下来这个妇人从他的里面发出了三个诉求。
So the woman pleaded three things to Jesus.
她都是在魂里面的要求。
It's his spiritual need, her spiritual need.
Soul, 就是在魂里面的要求里面，她从她的情感里面，她有诉求的。
So there's some need in his soul, in her soul.
从情感中发出，从思想上发出，从意志上发出。
Emotionally, spiritually thinking, and from her will.
这一些的诉求，耶稣都没有在上面跟他有任何的来往。
So there's basically no interaction between those needs.
耶稣要触摸他真正干渴的地方。
Jesus touched her where she was really thirsty.
我们在这个世上会干渴的原因，我们以为我身体的需要要是满足我就够了。
We all thought our thirsty need for can be met.
为着肉体的需要，我们觉得只要吃得饱、穿得够、享受够了，我就会满足的。
As long as we're fed, then we'll be satisfied.
但是事实上，肉体的需要满足了以后，我们发现奇怪，怎么还干渴呢
？But how come we still feel thirsty despite our physical needs?
所以我们把它提升到魂的需要。
So we went to the level of the soul.
我们想说，我们在思想上能够满足的话，我就会满足，我就不干渴了。
If We think we're satisfied and probably will be okay.
我们就想读尽天下书啊，我有很多的丰富的思想跟知识，我就会满足了。
So you keep on reading, thinking knowledge can satisfy you.
但是当我们这样追求的时候，发现越读书却越不满足。
But the more we read, the more we're not satisfied.
所以我们可能要调整方向说，如果我情感上满足的话，我就会很满足了。
Sometimes we resort to the emotional satisfaction.
所以我们找那个能够被我们爱的人，我们也盼望我们能够被别人爱。
So we long for someone to love and be loved.
但是这样的努力的追求里面，往往受到伤害比原来还没有进入更严重。
And then during the process, we got hurt.
有的人还没有进城，以为在城内多美满。
Some like to go into the town and thinking that.Happiness inside the city.
有的人在城的里面，以为有婚姻就很满足，真的想逃出来。
Some thinking marriage is a trap, want to get out.
所以这样的经历以后，发现情感的满足并没有办法真正解决我的干渴。
So this kind of emotional need cannot kill the thirst.
所以只有最后一条巷子，就是来寻找意志上的满足。
Sometimes they fit.Try to find satisfaction in their will.
他们希望能够有雄才大略，能够控制掌握更多的人，让许多的人来跟随我。
They need to control people to have many followers.
结果往往是越遭到别人的憎恶。
Then feel disgusted by many people.
所以人在肉体上的满足还是干渴，在魂里面想得到满足，越追求却越干渴。
So physically and from the soul, the more we search, the more thirsty we become.
所以耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
That's why whoever drinks this water will thirst again.
他是对着我们的心来说话的。
It speaks into our heart.
但是他却给我们一个宝贵的应许说，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
But he gave us a precious promise.Whoever drinks from this water will never thirst again.
我们想想看，这个妇人本来是一个很敌对的态度，现在听到耶稣要给她活水，她的心已经向耶稣敞开了。
So this woman was antagonist to Jesus, but after hearing this living water, she opened her heart.
耶稣没有解决她魂里面的那些诉求。
Jesus didn't solve her other problem.
耶稣对着是她的灵，对她的灵来说话。
Jesus spoke directly to her soul.
接下来 这个妇人她心里面已经敞开有渴慕的时候，耶稣要摸到她心灵的部分。
There's a yearning in her heart. That's why where Jesus touched her.
耶稣说，你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。
Jesus told her, go call your husband and come back.
这个妇人理直气壮地回答说，我没有丈夫。
This woman said, I have no woman. She replied, I have no husband. She replied.
耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。
Jesus said to her, you're right when you said you have no husband.
你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.
这个妇人为什么中午天那么样的炎热要来打水呢？
Why this womanfight all the heat, try to get some water.
因为他不愿意在人多黄昏的时候，东家长西家长西家短的这些人聚集的时候，他来到这个地方取水。
She avoided the cool of the day because there'll be many people drawing water.
所以在这么炎热的中午，他一个人来到井旁要来打水。
That's why she came alone in the heat of the day to draw water.
当他的心向福音来敞开，向耶稣来敞开的时候，耶稣必须要解决一件事情。
So when her heart opened to Jesus, Jesus had to solve one thing.
有一件他隐藏在内心心灵深处的事情。
There's a secret deep in her heart.
你去叫你的丈夫来。
Send for your husband.
这个妇人当然为着那个非常肤浅的尊严，回答说：“我没有丈夫。”
Try to save her face, she said, "I have no husband."
弟兄姐妹，当福音接触到一个人的时候，会做这样的反应的。
Sometimes people will react to gospel the same way.
当耶稣触摸你的心灵的时候，你看到光的时候，你一定会做这个反应的。
Sometimes when Jesus touch you, when you see light, you have the same response.
光照亮你的时候，你是不舒服的。
When light shone on you, sometimes it's very uncomfortable.
你还想维持你那个很脆弱、很没有价值的尊严。
You try to keep your face, your own.Worthless dignity.
我都可以感觉到那个妇人站着直挺挺地说：“我没有丈夫。”
You can imagine she probably yelled back, "I have no husband."
但是光就是光。
But light is light.
你说没有丈夫，这话是真的。
And what she said was true. She had no husband.
当光照亮到人的内心的深处的每一个角落的时候，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。
The light shined that she had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband.
弟兄姐妹，当福音传到一个人的心里面的时候，我们必须面对的一件事情就是人的罪。
When gospel reach you, we have to face our own sin.
当神的光照进来的时候，你就知道光进来了。
When God's light shone on you, you know there's light.
如果你一直觉得我不是罪人的话，因为光没有进来。
If you don't feel you're a sinner, light will not come in.
当你发现光进来的时候，你就知道这就是上帝在跟你接触的时候。
When you experience light coming into your heart, you know that God tried to reach you.
我们再来思想这个妇人。
Let's think about this woman again.
五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband.
我们来站在这个妇人的位置来替她想。
So let's think in the position of this woman.
哇，第一次要结婚的时候，那个时候我想，哪个少女不怀春呢？
So during the first marriage, of course, there's great expectation for a young virgin.
想的是白马王子。
Thinking about Prince Charming.
所以，这个撒玛利亚的妇人，她在第一次的婚姻的时候，她想说，哇，我一定要找一位英俊潇洒的。
Probably in her mind, she wants to find someone handsome.
我只要有他，我世界都可以丢掉。
So he's the only one I need.
所以在那里做那个美梦。
So it was all dream.
结婚了，他们结婚了。
So they got married.
但是这个英俊潇洒，每天一直看，一直看，看久了以后发现问题不少啊。
The handsome husband has a lot of issues.
我喜欢看，但是别的女的也喜欢看啊。
Other women think he was handsome too.
越看自己越提心吊胆。
So that put insecurity in her mind.
嫁了一个英俊的丈夫并不好受啊。
So it's tough to have a handsome husband.
但是英俊呢也不能当饭吃啊。
You cannot eat this handsome husband.
当这个冷风吹的时候就会想到只有英俊能够过日子嘛。
If there's nothing on the table, a handsome husband means nothing.
我不能靠这个外表就能够过日子。
Appearance means nothing. You can't live on it.
我必须要换。
So I have to change.
我要换一个丈夫。
And you change another husband.
我下次换一定更满足。
So I want to get something better.
我要找一个多才多金的。
So second time around, I want to try the wealthy husband.
要有钱啊，这样才是过的日子才能过得舒服啊。
That will make life easier, comfortable.
结果我找了一个很有钱的，就嫁给他了。
So she married a wealthy husband second time.
但是嫁了以后发现我的丈夫的整个脑袋里面都是钱钱钱。
Then her husband was so concerned about building wealth.
连我都被他标了一个价钱。
Even I had a price in his mind.
越看我却发现我在丈夫面前的价钱越来越往下掉。
And my price was keep on depreciating.
而且发现他言语无味啊。整天就在想钱而已。
He talked only about money, nothing else.
我没有满足。
That's very boring. I could not be satisfied.
我必须要再换一个。
So time for another change.
人生那么短暂。
Life is short.
我必须要为自己争取最大的福气。
So I want to get my happiness any which way I can.
所以我找了第三个。
So the third husband.
哇，第三个，他是非常的风趣幽默。
He had a sense of humor.
他读过四书五经。
He's well read.
讲出来的话都让我心里面非常的快乐。
And his words made me very, very happy.
但是这么样的风趣久了以后，发现他的笑话讲久了以后还是就重复了。
But after a while, he exhausted all his jokes.
还是觉得不满足。
So she cannot be satisfied.
因为他讲他的笑话，但是我自己真正的内心的感觉，他并没有注意。
She didn't really pay attention to my own feeling.
他讲笑话只是为他自己的快乐。
He just tried to tease himself.
所以我必须再换一个。
Time for another change.
这次我找一个温柔体贴的。
The first time, I want to find someone gentle and considerate.
我打一个喷嚏，他马上就到了。
When I sneeze, he will ask.
我站起来慢一点，他就赶快过来帮我捶背。
So I complained, and he will came and massage me.
我这样的一个丈夫这么样的温柔。
So he was so gentle.
讲起话来还娘娘腔的。
And kind of namby pamby.
到后来我都不知道他是不是太监了。
So I don't know whether he was a eunuch.
我发现这样下去不行的。
So it's not a good way.
我必须再换一个。
Time for another change.
所以我在找到一个孔武有力的。
So next time, I tried someone powerful and with energy.
因为我年纪慢慢大了。
Because I was getting old.
很多重活我做不来了。
So it's hard for me to work.
我要找一个四肢发达的。
So I want someone with power and energy to help me with the house chore.
能够帮我做这些吃力的工作。
So that he can help me with housework.
所以我用这样的方法来描述，难道不是我们人生的写照吗？
Is this the image of our life?
我们男人或女人，其实你都在找丈夫。
So man or woman, we're looking for husband or looking for spouse.
丈夫其实他的真正的意思就是他是我的供应，他是我的依靠，他是我的满足。
So husband or spouse is the origin of supply, relying on and satisfaction.
我们一生都在那里寻找。
We search all our life.
我们找到了一个，我们以为这一位一定会满足我。
We're always looking for the one.
当我得到了以后，我发现并没有办法满足，所以我的眼睛又转向另外一个，我在寻找下一个丈夫。
So we keep on searching one after another.
一个丈夫不够，两个、三个、四个、五个。
That's why this woman had five husbands.
而且现在有的还不是她的丈夫。
And the one with her was not her husband.
我们人就活在这样的一个循环的里面。
So it's a cycle of life, just like every one of us.
就像我们来到雅各井一样。
Just like we came to Jacob's well.
我们抓，我们抓，我们抓。
We try to grasp, grasp, and grasp.
我们也就像这个妇人一样，一个丈夫换，再换，再换。
Just like this woman had five husbands, one after another.
耶稣对我们说，凡喝这水的，还要再渴。
That's why Jesus said, "Who drink from this well will be thirsty again."
但是耶稣有应许，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
And Jesus has promised, "Who drink from me will never be thirsty again."
弟兄姐妹，这个水是给我们灵里面的需要的。
So this water satisfies our soul.
因为我们的灵是真实存在的。
So our soul really exists.
就像我们的身体，我们有身体的需要。
So we have physical need.
所以我们需要食物。
We need food.
我们需要衣服。
Clothing.
因为身体有需要。
Because there are physical needs.
你必须要按照身体的需要的给它满足。
So you need to satisfy those bodily needs.
我们有魂的需要。
Our soul has needs too.
我们有思想的需要，情感的需要，意志的需要。
There's some thinking, will, and everything else.
你必须给他他所需要的，他才能够得到满足。
So you need to satisfy those needs.
但是人却忘了一个最深处的需要，就是我们心灵的需要。
But we always forgot what's the most important needs in our heart.
所以我们体给他满足了，魂给他满足了，奇怪，我人家所世上所追求要的，我都给你的，你为什么还不满足呢？
That's why sometimes satisfy our body and soul, we're still not satisfied.
因为我们的灵还在那里呼求，我干渴，我干渴。
Because we're spirits still thirsty.
除非那一天你领受到你灵里面的需要得着满足的时候，你才解决你的干渴。
Unless your spiritual needs are satisfied, your thirst will still be there.
我们发现人把次序倒过来了。
So people do things in reverse.
我们花大量的功夫为着体的需要，我们在那里努力奋斗。
So we spend so much effort on our bodily need.
甚至我们愿意花更大的功夫为我们的魂的需要，我们不断的在那里满足它。
Even greater effort to satisfy the need of our soul.
但是对灵的需要，我们却看得很清淡。
But we neglect the need of our spirit.
我们对属灵的事情上觉得不需要花太多的代价就可以得饱足了。
So we don't think we need work for our spiritual need.
但是耶稣在这里告诉我们说，如果我们没有得着这个活水，是为着我们灵的需要，你就永远还要再渴。
That is why if we not satisfy our spiritual needs, we'll be thirsty again and again.
耶稣来的应许，他就是针对着灵的需要来对这个妇人这样说：人若喝我所赐的活水，就永远不渴。
That's why Jesus said to this woman about her spiritual need. Whoever drinks from this water will never thirst again.
在这里，我们不是说我们不需要体的需要，我们不需要魂的需要，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean we don't need to satisfy our body and soul.
乃是我们要把这个次序倒过来。
But we have to get the priority right.
你要常常为着你的灵的需要，给他大量的满足。
You need to satisfy first and utmost about your spiritual need.
你就会经历到，你就得着平衡、健康、真正的满足。
Then you can have balance and real satisfaction in your life.
所以事实上，我们在把福音传给人的时候，我们要注意到他的灵里面的饥渴。如果你在这个方面让他经历到、饮喝到了那个活水的话，他就知道了。
So when we spread the gospel, we need to concentrate on their spiritual needs. When they feel the thirst, then they can be satisfied.
我们盼望今天在座的每一位，你常常来到活水泉的面前，领受这活水。
So that's why you need to come to this well of living water.
所以有的人观察基督徒，就发现他们有点傻傻的。
Some observe Christian and consider them to be dumb.
可以抢的怎么不抢呢
？We are not go get type.
马上很轻易就可以到手，只要稍微违背一点原则就可以到手，为什么不抓呢
Sometimes you just bend your principle a little bit, then you can get a lot of, you can get ahead.
弟兄姐妹，我们领受的不是因为这个道德不道德的问题而已。如果只是为了维持我是一个高道德，所以我不做那种事情，其实还离福音很遥远的。
It's not just about morality. There's a great gap between morality and the gospel.
乃是因为我的里面已经得着了满足，这些东西我不一定非得要有，我才能够过快乐的人生。
Because we're satisfied in our soul and spirit, we don't need those external things.
这个是真正的福音。
That's a real gospel.
我们就不被这个世界来捆绑我们。
So we're not bound by the worldly need.
我们的两只手就不需要紧紧的抓着。
So we don't need to grasp anything in our life.
希望从这个世界上能够抓到。
We don't need to grasp everything in life.
我们这两只手就可以常常举起来向这位主来祷告。
So we can open our hand and pray to the Lord.
我们可以领受那属天的祝福。
Then we can accept the promise and the blessing from heaven.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们曾经努力地抓取。
Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus, we tried to grasp in the past.
我们也换了一个，再换一个。
So we changed and changed.
我们心中没有真正的满足。
Our heart cannot be satisfied.
当我们尝到你那活水的滋味。
But once we taste the living water from you,
我们知道这是对的。
So we know this is the most precious.
这是好的。
This is the best.
使我们能够不再饥渴。
So that we will not thirst again.
主啊，愿你的活水在我们里面不但丰富我们，并且能够涌流了出来。
Let your living water enrich us and overflowing.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天在我们中间还有是慕道的朋友的话，如果你愿意领受这活水。